Okay, my beautiful friends, sit back and relax because here we go. It is Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. This is my pre-market report. Where do we start this one, people? How about this? There appears to be a little fear in the market this morning. How can we gauge that? A couple of things are going on. Number one, we're seeing some cash come out of the debt market. And bond yields are rising, number one. Number two, we got a little bit of a knee-jerk into the dollar this morning. Little fear here? Why? Why is there a little fear in the market? Is it because of, I don't know, the current freak show environment? Maybe to a certain degree, but there are two things that are going to happen, one on Thursday and one on Friday, that have the potential to rattle this market. And this market does need to fall. We covered this just yesterday. We had a rally, a huge rally on Friday, which pushed the market indices, the Dow and the S&P, to new record highs, which got followed up yesterday by another rally. Okay, the market needs to give some back, period. We need to establish a new floor because the market is going higher. That's my perspective. You all know why I feel that way. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Okay. So we got this little bit of a fear trade here because Thursday, we're going to get this great, fantastic GDP number. And look, people, it's just another part of the scheme. Government spending, military spending, war spending, this is all added to GDP. So don't be surprised if this number comes in way better than expected, because that's how they're going to sell this to you. Oh, our economy is strong, and you can tell by looking at the GDP number. It's nonsense, okay? It has no meaning on anything. It has no bearing on anything. It's all about spending. They could spend their way to the greatest GDP number in the history of the world, and that's probably what we're going to get. Again, endless wars. We could fund that all. There's just an enormous amount of cash for that. It'll never run out, but we can't fund our own government. What just happened? Well, we got another kick the can down the road moment for at least another month. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. Who could have made that stuff up? So that's Thursday, this GDP number. So Friday, we get this personal consumption expenditures number. This is the Federal Reserve's key gauge as to where inflation is going. And look, we don't need companies like BlackRock, which came out just yesterday, to tell us that inflation is going to go higher than the Federal Reserve says it's going to go. Oh, really? This is just the biggest farce on the face of the earth here. It's inflation's got nowhere to go but higher. And what else did we find out yesterday? To nobody's surprise that follows this blog, none. We got leading economic indicators now going lower for 21 consecutive months. It's not going to stop. This is by design. This is what central banks are leading towards here. Destroying the economy, wiping out the consumer here. That's part of the agenda so they can issue in their new system. It's really sad to see what's happening. People have no idea what's happening to them because, again, you turn on Bloomberg, Fox Business, CNBC, they float out creatures like Janet Yellen to tell you how great everything is. Our economy's firing on all cylinders. Meanwhile, corporate layoffs, every day, we're getting more announcements of thousands of people being laid off, thousands of people being laid off. The corporate agenda is being fulfilled here, just as you and I have been clear about for a very, very long time. And this is going to play out to be, again, look, I'm a market guy. You all know that. So don't be surprised when you hear certain things come out of my mouth here. From a market perspective, from a stock market perspective, this is positive, okay? I despise the fact that people are being slaughtered, okay, losing their jobs by the tens of thousands to fulfill the corporate agenda. You know, speaking of the corporate agenda here, just yesterday, look, we all know how President Trump operates. He is very stock market positive. There is no doubt about it. And again, from a market standpoint, The market wants him. The market wants the guy. Any investor in this market who realizes how Trump is for the market wants this guy. He's talking about lowering the corporate tax rate. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shocks. The fat cats, they're not fat enough. We got to make them fatter. No doubt about it. The man knows how to drive the market higher. We already know where he stands with regard to monetary policy. He likes easy monetary policy. Every time it was even mentioned slightly during his tenure as president, last time, that the Fed may raise rates, people went crazy and he went ballistic on that. He likes low rates. He wanted negative rates. So we know where he stands with that. With regard to the dollar, he likes a weak dollar, and he's not stupid. A weak dollar is massively stock market positive. If he is selected as the next president of the United States, he, in my opinion, will do everything in his power to keep the market propped up longer, at least through his next term. And we'll address all this later here. So we already understand, again, he's talking about, you know, if reelected, selected, hello, he's looking to cut the corporate tax rate. Very bullish for the stock market. We know where he stands on monetary policy. He likes it easy. He likes the weak, dollar weak. He likes low rates. Imagine my shock. Any president would want to see that. You know, again, we understand where this all goes. It pushes the market higher. It opens that doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market. And all it really will do is create greater distortions, which eventually are gonna get very, very real. But anyway, that's that whole thing. So we got the GDP report come Thursday. It's going to be great. Wait for it. And then we're going to get the PCE, personal consumption expenditures, from the Federal Reserve. But no matter what comes out of on Friday, because that's really the big one here, that the market is a little fearful to hear what's going to come out of this report. The Fed's going to cut rates. I'm telling you right now. I don't think it's going to happen just yet. I think the Fed is looking at, if I had to put a timeline on this, I'm going to say, and I'm just throwing this out here, maybe a month or so, they're going to start cutting rates a little bit. And these are going to be, you know, incrementally tiny little cuts. And again, that's all the market cares about. Right? Nothing matters right now at all. You know this already. The fundamental factors that used to guide the market, they have been completely replaced with easy money policies by the Federal Reserve, buying it all. More cash created out of nothing. It's an amazing thing. And again, the agenda here to destroy the economy, to create slaves to the system, is going to go on and on and on. And the crazy part of it is, at least to me, and I'm sure you too, people are willing to surrender everything, their liberties, their freedoms, to be taken care of from cradle to grave. That's what they want. People now want a government that's going to take care of them from beginning to end, even if they have to live, and I've been told you this a million times, in a shotgun shack. You understand? That's really what they want. It's crazy, but unfortunately, that's the way it is. So on the back of all this morning, again, fear in the market. You got stock futures flat. You got the 10-year yield higher. You got a knee-jerk into the dollar. Nothing major going on. Crude oil getting hit. Cryptocurrencies getting hit across the board. Bitcoin around 38,000 in change here. Okay. Is this surprising to you? If you follow this blog, is it surprising to see Bitcoin go from 49,000 to 38? No, it shouldn't be at all. You knew this last year. I said expect extreme volatility this year with the cryptocurrencies. I told you how this would play out with regard to Bitcoin and the spot ETF. Do I think this is a buying opportunity? Yes, I do. I'll be honest with you. But is it possible that it could go lower? Sure, it could go lower. Expect it. Expect it because, again, look. My take on cryptocurrencies, my take on gold and silver, commodities across the board, gold and silver catching a bid this morning slightly, is this a long game? And these things are going to remain, in my view, suppressed, massively suppressed with regard to their price action until the meltdown in the debt market, which is going to occur. It's not going to happen during the presidential selection cycle. And if President Trump gets reselected here, he's going to do everything in his power to prevent it from happening there too. All right. Working in tandem with the Federal Reserve to prop up the system. I mean, they're the guys who run it, actually. It's not run by presidents, kings, queens, or monarchs, or dictators. You know that already, but that's the way it's going to go. So just be ready for that. Just be ready for it. Anyway, with that said, people, we're gonna end this video. I hope you got something out of it. I want to hear from you. Love you. Thank you for your support. I'll see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for my live stream. And that's it.